Lots of tennis around at the moment. Of course, we've got Berno Tomic on court. He's lost the first set to Gauffin 6-2. So he's serving at 1-1 in the second set. That's, of course, down at Kooyong. We have tennis in Adelaide at the moment, finished in Brisbane. So we've moved to Sydney, and we've got Hobart. We've got Kooyong. Got it going on everywhere. And, of course, tennis also happening down at Melbourne Park at the moment too. Man who knows all about it is Richard Fromberg, the former Davis Cup player who joins me now. Of course, these days running his own coaching business, frombergtennis.com.au is where you can find out all about it. G'day, Richard.
G'day, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Now, what do you do these next couple of weeks? Buzz around the different tournaments, having a look, or what's your role?
Yeah, well, I'm helping out a little bit at the Colonial Classic here and Australian Open. I'll just be having a look and... yeah, it should be a very interesting tournament. The Australians are shaping up quite well, so I can't wait for the Aussie Open.
Now, in terms of having a look, I mean, you've had a vested interest in some of the Aussies that are running around in not only the tournaments on now, but into the first round of the Aussie Open as well.
Yeah, that's right. I've had a bit to do with Omar Jasika when he was younger, and so I'm quite interested to see how he goes. He won the Wild Card playoff, and... made the final of the Challenger last week, so he's coming into the tournament in very good form. And, yeah, I've got some junior interest as well, so the juniors will start the second week.
So when you finished on the circuit, Richard, you decided, obviously, to take up coaching, and I think you got into it with your wife running the business. Did you decide particularly that junior coaching would be where you wanted to make your central focus?
Yes, that's right. When I finished tennis, I took a job at the Australian Institute of Sport, coaching Australia's best juniors, and there was still quite a bit of travel involved, and then it got to the point where I wanted to be at home for quite a while, so I'm focusing more on the younger kids now, sort of the age group from 12 through to 16, and yeah, quite busy with that, so that's been going quite well.
You started as a 10-year-old. Was looking back, was that too young, or was that the right age, or when do you think now, when you look at kids, is the right age from the start?
Yeah, I think it was about the right age. I think they're starting a little bit younger, and I was a little bit of a late starter compared to most kids. But if you've got a good sporting background, you can pick it up quite quickly. So I would encourage the kids that are sort of from ages of 6 through to 10 to play a lot of different sports and just get that hand-eye coordination going. And then if tennis is a sport that they're enjoying, then start to get a little bit more serious from that age.
Yeah, you've got to marry somewhere in between that, the ability with the passion for it, haven't you?
Yes, that's right.
Why did you pick tennis at 10?
It's a good question. I don't really know. I was just watching on TV one day, and my parents didn't play tennis. And, I thought, gee, that'd be all right. And I decided to... we had a racket lying around at home, and the first year of playing, it was just against a brick wall. I didn't really have anyone to play with. And so... after a year and my parents sort of saw that I was quite serious about tennis, I asked them if I could play a tournament, and it basically started from there.
Who were you watching? Do you remember who you were watching on telly? Was there
someone
in particular?
I think it might have been Bjorn Borg, who was always my favourite player when I was really young.
Yeah.
So I always enjoyed watching the Swedish players play.
What's the most difficult part? I mean, I notice on your website that you do squads from 4 to 10 years old, and then there's from 10 up. What's the hardest part of doing that? Is it keeping the parents away from it? Do you have a real problem kind of engaging the parents without them sort of being too much engaged, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I like to involve the parents as much as they would like to. Every parent is a bit different. Some like to drop off and go and do their own thing, and some like to watch, but that's all fine. But my wife sort of coaches that younger age group a bit more than me, and then if the kids show some promise, she sort of passes them on. So that's the way our sort of system is working.
Most sports, we've seen it with cricket a lot now, where kids come in and the first thing they want to do is smash the ball over the top of the everybody and score sixes and do ramp shots and all these fancy shots they're seeing on telly. How much of what kids see on telly is what they bring to you before they actually start getting some proper lessons?
I do see quite a bit. And, you've got kids that try and emulate their games on different players. And in a lot of situations, it works quite well. But in some cases, the kids sort of don't quite get it right. They think Nadal's grip is really extreme, so their grips are right around, and it's actually not the case. So you have to make a few little adjustments there. But it's not a bad way to learn tennis, to try and copy some of the best players.
What's the first thing you teach kids? Is it the grip of the racket?
Yeah, that's the first thing. It's important to get the grips right at the start. And once you get the grips right, a lot of things fall into place. But there's some basics that you need to work on and just hit a lot of balls. And a lot of the technique sort of finds its own way.
One of the beauties of tennis too, Richard, I guess, from a parental point of view, is that it can be not an expensive sport to get your kid into.
No, that's right. You know, if you go out and join a local club and, you know, try and find hits with a lot of other kids in the club, that's the best way to go. And, you know, I remember when I was young, I didn't have a lot of tennis lessons. Once a week was sort of the most I was coached for my first 2 or 3 years. So you definitely don't need to go and get coaching every day. You can learn from watching and if you do get your once a week lesson, just remember the tips and go out and practice them. So it's a great sport to get involved with. You know, not too expensive, but it does get a bit more expensive when you get more serious and need to travel. So you need a little bit of money behind you there, or if you're doing well, Tennis Australia will get behind you.
I was going to say, you went to the AIS in Canberra, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right. I was there for 4 or 5 years from a 14-year-old. And, no, I had a great time there. And we had a good group of players as well, myself, Jason Stoltenberg, Todd Woodbridge, to name a few.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it makes a big difference when you've got some kids that are all quite evenly matched and all want to do well in tennis.
Did you enjoy life on the tour?
Yeah, I enjoyed life. There's a lot of ups and downs with tennis. You know, it's a great life and traveling the world and great experiences. And, no regrets about playing tennis at all.
And are you enjoying the fact that now you can be a homebody? Has that made you more of a homebody these days?
A little bit. I've got a young family, so it's a bit hard to, go away now. And it's probably not the right time. But, one day, I certainly wouldn't count it out. But, just enjoying my time at home at the moment.
Now, you made it through, I think, to the fourth round of the Oz Open a couple of times. So what are you looking at the Australians' chances? I know we got Kyrgios with a little niggly injury at the moment, but how do you fancy our chances of an Aussie getting through to fourth round and beyond in this current one?
Okay, yeah, well, Kyrgios is probably our best chance, I think. He's extremely talented, as everybody knows, and hopefully his injury is not too bad. I don't think it is too bad.
Okay.
But he's got the ability to just sort of turn up and play a very high level of tennis. So it's going to take a great match to beat him. But there's some good players coming through, I think. Jordan Thompson's in very good form. Bernard Tomic, perhaps not in his best form at the moment, but Australian Open will really tell where he's at. And, some of the young wildcards as well look quite promising. So I think that Australia can do quite well in the Australian Open. And hopefully some of them, have some good wins and set themselves up for the year.
Richard, appreciate your time today. What are you doing down at Kooyong? Anything in particular or just having a look?
Having a bit of a look and just helping out the tournament director down here with a few different things. And, it's a great event down here. So if anyone would like to come down, more than welcome. There's some good matches on at the moment.
Yeah, we got
and, great lead up to the Australian Open. As
yeah,
well.
No, it's a beauty. It's kind of got that old style feel about it a little bit too, which is really nice.
Yeah, that's right. No, there's nothing like Kooyong Tennis Club. It's the best in Australia, I think.
Absolutely. Good on you, Richard. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Former tennis player Richard Fromberg, and you can check out his website, frombergtennis.com.au, doing a lot of junior coaching down in the Brighton area, Hampton area.